And if the other center directors will come on, I do have a question. I think we'll actually go through one question. We're getting close to the time that we promised the suitor, everybody. And the one question that I'll answer is does future producers fit our definition of agricultural producer? And since the 2008 Farm Bill language about new and beginning farmers, that language came along. That did open our door to allow training for individuals who are hoping or planning to be farmers. I think our primary authorizing language is really clear about that it's existing agriculture producers, but the 2008 language, we believe, opens that window or door. So I would say the answer to your question is, when you were questioning, I think it came from Donna Beavers, it's a yes. You can interpret it the way that you've asked the question. So I'm going to ask each of the individuals, actually HL hadn't had a chance to go through this yet, so he can talk about what he intends to do. He already has a little. And I'll start with Don. How does your center, and then I'll ask each other one, determine what issues are the highest priority for funding? And how do you take input from agriculture producers and others in your region?
Our primary source of this information is our advisory council. But we also take input from commodity groups. We have a whole database of organizations in the Northeast that we solicit input from. But the way this is finally determined is our advisory council. They're the ones that have the final say as to where their priorities lie.
And Dwayne, can you pass that question on to Dave Gaylor?
I'm just going to let him answer that. He's listening and ready to talk.
Well, in our area, our advisory council also plays a key role. We have two other, you might say, devices that we try to assess what the needs are in our region. The one has been that we have a group of approximately half a dozen folks that come together from different backgrounds, different states, and we do annually do a needs assessment discussion. We also discuss with them the direction of the center and get all kinds of feedback from them. So that's been really valuable. And then every few years, we've just completed it in 08, we do a series of focus groups. And in those focus groups, we try to have ag educators in each of the 12 states that we have. Bring in a variety of producers, also maybe an ag lender or two, maybe an insurance agent, an extension educator in addition to themselves, and then plus some active producers. And we try to ask them to do, to get a group of folks that are not just one certain type of agriculture, but that will represent a broad spectrum of the agriculture in their region. And we go around and we ask them, you know, what are the important issues? We've asked them how they would like to receive information. We've talked to them about different applications of technology. And so we've got quite a few good ideas, I think, and some really good feedback from them as well. So it's a combination in our region of the three. So I guess that would answer your question.
HL, what are you planning on in this area?
Well, what we're planning on is to use the advisory council, which we're forming now. In fact, we have just completed forming it. And then in addition, we're doing these risk colloquia to try to determine what some of the key areas are that we're looking at risk management. The third thing we'll use is the research that Bob Craven and Kevin Clare did on the Ag in Trouble Times, or whatever the survey was. I can't remember the exact title of it, but I think those are the three things we'll use, and then we'll sort of augment that as we go along. But that's our plan.
And in the West, we have several methodologies. Our mailing list, our email list, is over 3,000 email addresses on that, and a fairly significant. Well, I wouldn't say fairly significant. There are a large number of producers on that list, and we survey that list at least once a year, asking them about issues. Our staff is out. We're out in several locations around the West, meeting with groups about how to be successful in our program, but also gathering information back from them. And our advisory council is very diverse. It has producers, it has commodity executives, folks in the crop insurance industry, extension specialists, women, others, and we ask them to gather information out, and they're geographically dispersed from around our region. So they gather that, and all of that comes together, and we use it in our fall meeting to establish our priority. And Bob, I know it's a different twist for you. You aren't setting grant funding priorities, but you folks are out around a lot. You want to talk just a little bit about all of the interaction you have with farmers and how you bring that back to bear?
Yeah, we certainly have the opportunity with a broad range of educational programs to be out working with producers. In the upper Midwest, I think Dave covered this, we get a lot of opportunity to work around the north central part of the country. But we're seeing this more broadly in work that we do on the east and in the eastern part of the country in the West. You know, the stress that producers are facing, a lot of uncertainty out there as we think about risk management education. It's about measuring that uncertainty and volatility that we're seeing this part of the country. The crop producers have had a pretty good two or three years, but they're certainly concerned about the increasing costs, increasing rent rates, and those kinds of things. So as we think about risk management education from our shop, we're trying to get those materials pulled together and develop tools to help producers measure that or manage that risk. So.
I hope you're responding to the questions that are appearing on your screen there. It's helpful to us. I really encourage you to communicate with us about, we don't think we're going to do this on a three Wednesdays a month basis in the future, but we think the technology provides some opportunity to provide access to some of the really good thinkers. As you're responding here, I have one more question that is here. And we've talked a lot about the similarities between our centers, but I want to ask each of you to characterize how you think your center is a bit different from the rest. And we'll go ahead and start right off with Don Tillman on that one.
How my center is different from the rest? Well, we're just obviously the best.
What different focus that you might have?
I'm just going to say we're the best. I mean, what? the different focus. I don't know. Can I come back later and
think about this a little bit? You can punt.
Yeah, I want to punt.
That's right. Okay. HL, we'll give you're fresh out of the box. You Yeah, I've thought about that.
Well, my thought would be we're the newest on the block, so maybe that's how we're most different. we'll be relying on a lot of wisdom that's been gathered up through the years. But I would say that I think one thing that sort of defines the issues that we'll be facing in the Southern Center in a unique way is the history of sharecropping and the whole issue of Southern rural poverty that's been pervasive for the last century plus. And I think there's going to be a lot of issues that we address that will be a little bit peculiar to our region, but also give us a lot of opportunity to interface with traditionally smallholders and underserved audiences. So I'm excited about that. It's as a student of history, I think it's an opportunity to really sort of interface in that historical peculiarity that we have here in the South.
And Dave Gaylor, maybe I'll ask you just a little different. What do you think the strengths of your center are?
I think one of the strengths of our center has been that we have maybe had the courage, is a good way to say it. Not that the others don't, of course, but had the courage to go ahead and jump out in areas that were less tread. For example, the women in ag area, we I think were probably the first center to try to do a lot with the women in ag area. At our center, we are pretty reflective of agriculture in our area, and we produce a lot of commodity agriculture in the North Central region, a lot of dollars worth and a big impact on the nation. And so I think one of our challenges, which is not exactly what you asked, but one of our challenges is to not lose sight of commodity agriculture while we're still attempting to develop relationships and outreach to those that are maybe in the not so traditional areas, and so that's always been a challenge, I think, that we'll continue to have to work with.
Thanks, and Don, I'm not going to put you on the spot here.
I've given it a little bit of thought, and
okay.
You know, the proximity that we have to the population density, you know, that is a real challenge for agriculture here in the Northeast. And I think that gives special challenges to trying to do educational programming. The other thing that we have that's kind of unique is, and this I mentioned before, is the fact that 12 of the 16 underserved states are here in the Northeast, and that program puts a lot of resources into education, and they do some, you know, fairly large kinds of granting. And it's a little bit of a challenge for us sometimes when we're saying, you know, it's highly unlikely that you're going to get more than $50,000 from us. And the same kind of a proposal could go in to RMA and be funded for twice or three times that. So, you know, to keep people interested in our program is a bit of a challenge for us sometimes.
Well, thanks, and Bob, I hope you'll excuse me. I'm going to move by you on that question. Your uniqueness is you're the cement that keeps us the foundation that for this program, and plus a lot more. So you see on your web play, there's a you can click on that file and hit the save to my computer and download it, and it'll have a whole bunch of the web links here. There is one other question that's come in from the audience that I will answer in just a second about the definition of local. I strongly encourage you to contact one of the centers. If you're interested in applying for a grant, I think you'll find our process is very customer friendly, and that each of the centers are more than willing to engage with you, answer questions, we look forward to receiving an application for you to help strengthen farm and ranch families' ability to manage risk. The question that came in late was some definition of local within direct marketing and agritourism. And I would say that the definition of local does not play a role in our program about funding. That if you're doing a program that's local and for a group of producers in a, however you define very local, that's perfectly all right. It doesn't matter that it's statewide or region or county, it's will agriculture producers improve their ability to manage risk. In the West, and I think in some other parts of the country, we've funded a number of projects related to helping farmers manage the risks of direct marketing. And one of the not-for-profits in the West that has been successful on several times has done a number of things with direct marketers, the most recent ones, around understanding and working with the issues of food safety. And agritourism is another area that I think possibly every one of our centers has funded projects around, and there are a whole host of risks related to agritourism, bringing the public onto your farm, and how do you market that effectively, and actually there are some resource materials that are available that folks that have received money from us that have developed around agritourism. So go into our database, search those topics, and you'll find a whole series of projects on agritourism, direct marketing, supporting local agriculture. I would just throw this one thing in on the definition of agriculture. One of the for-profit market research firms in the Northwest that does a lot of research in relationship to sustainability, organics and all, in their most recent survey of consumers found that consumers' definition of local didn't necessarily mean next door, but it meant that they understand really clearly where the product came from within the United States, which was really interesting to me around the definition of local. But there are a number of risks around the slow food, organic, and we fund a number of projects helping producers in those arenas wanting to be successful in that area. So thank you all for joining us today. I hope this has been useful. There are resources available through our centers, not only financial, but educational and information. And thank you all for joining us. Join us again next Wednesday, the 16th. Again, we start at 9 a.m. Pacific, 10 Mountain, 11 Central, 12 Eastern. It will be, I know, it'll be an excellent information, kind of helping you think about this information and how you can use it directly yourself. Thanks once again for joining us.